This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. It is frigid outside, bitterly cold. Schools have closed again today.
There was a lot of snow when I left this morning. I haven't left the house in a couple of days.
You had, wait a minute, not snow that came in last night.
Oh, I don't know when it got there. It got there since the last time I left.
What? Wait a minute, what?
I haven't left my house since, like, Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of snow outside.
And you haven't looked outside since Sunday morning.
I have. I just didn't drive in it. And trying to get out of my driveway without shoveling it really made me realize how much snow there really had accumulated.
There was a lot of snow during the day on Sunday.
It took me a second. I had a question. If I was going to be able to get out of the driveway without shoveling, I almost had to shovel in the dark. But I made it. I did it.
Schools are closed, and I'm assuming because of the cold temperatures. Again. Right?
I mean, I would think so. It's
we didn't have any more snow last night.
I want to say we're in like the single digits right now. Yeah, it's looking like it's like less than 10 degrees.
Here's what irritated me about that. And I'm it always sounds like I'm complaining that my kids are out of school. Look, it's safety first.
Oh, are they off school again today?
Yeah, they're off school again today. And throughout the day yesterday, we're like, okay, well, there's no surprises in this weather forecast. If they're going, if they're going to call school off today or for Tuesday, they're going to do it like as soon as possible. The weather forecast isn't changing.
Well, sure.
And I went to bed last night at 9:30. They still had school.
Oh, no.
And I guess at 9:45 last night is when they decided to call off school today, which makes no sense to me. That's the part that makes no sense. Like, they knew what the weather was going to be. Why didn't they call it off during the day and give parents...
I always wonder who's the person that officially decides that, like, okay, we're going to go ahead and send the alert out. School is canceled. But, like, yeah, I agree.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Everyone, we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
We thought we'd be better after a three-day weekend.
I haven't talked this much in a couple of days either. So, like, I feel like I'm learning how to talk again in front of all of you.
So, what were we talking about? I'm not even sure now. We were talking about school cancellations.
I don't know. I don't know who's the person that decides it or what time they decide it. But
well, it feels like... Like last night, they're like, you know what? It's going to be, someone just checked the forecast like last night, like when they were going to bed.
And they're like, ah.
You know what? It's going to be too cold. Let's call it off.
Your boys haven't had a full week of school.
That's the part that irritates
since,
me.
Since like before Christmas.
I'm more upset at the situation than I am.
Because they keep getting days off and you don't?
I don't think it's jealousy or anything like that.
I'm a little jealous.
My boys do not need a four-day weekend. And the other thing that I'm wondering about is the weather's not going to be any better tomorrow. It is going to be just as cold tomorrow as it is today. So should I anticipate another cold day tomorrow for schools?
Maybe. I don't know. Have you tried the snow day calculator online? Put all your info in there. That one never usually does me dirty.
I don't know what the school calculator is. You're going to have to illuminate that.
Oh, there's a snow day calculator. I actually, when I was cleaning out my Facebook a couple weeks ago, I found a post a girl from high school had posted on my wall in 2010. What does the snow day calculator say for tomorrow? Because everybody was trying to get out of school. It's pretty accurate.
You're going to have to explain that one to me later. Okay, should we do that coming up?
Yeah, it's a website. There's a website for everything.
Okay, so we'll get into that. Tell me about the school day calculator.
Snow
day calculator. So we have that. We have good vibes this morning. We're going to try Hot Take Tuesday, 7:25. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back this morning. Hopefully we sound healthier as the morning goes on. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. APT, Rosé and Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Tell me about this snow day calculator that you have found. Like, this is something that's been around for a while. This is something that you had access to when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Like, growing up through school, it's just a website. There's a couple of different websites. I just typed in snow day calculator. Looks like even... Does Fox 8 have one?
But what does it do, though? What does the calculator do? Like, what is the purpose of it?
So the calculator takes into account your zip code. How many days of school have been counted as snow days this year for your school? And the type of school. So is it public, private, boarding, whatever? So, let's see. Rocky River, zip code. All right. How many days of school have your boys missed so far?
I can't accurately answer that right now.
Oh, okay. See, I need that information. I need that information of how many snow days they've had.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I haven't been keeping track.
I'm going to say, like, three.
No, it's way more than three.
Way more than three? How about five?
I don't know. I can't accurately say what it is.
Four. Let's go four.
All right. So this is already an abject failure here because we don't have the correct information.
Yeah, this isn't a good, this is not a good calculation because it says that you have a 0% chance of a snow day today and a limited chance tomorrow. So, accuracy in question. I never said it was scientific.
Thank you for bringing this snow day calculator to my attention.
Maybe it'll give you more false hope for your boys actually having to go to school.
This has been great.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm happy to help.
Definitely going to school today. And like I said, I'm worried about tomorrow.
Another calculator says 0% chance of a snow day today.
They're not in school today, I'm assuming, because of this extreme cold.
And that might be a different calculator.
It's not warming up tomorrow at all. So I don't understand what's going to happen. I don't understand how they're making these decisions. I mean, if it's just based on the cold... Then shouldn't tomorrow be another day that they have off?
Hey, be careful what you wish for, Bill.
I'm not wishing for it. My kids need to be in school.
They need education.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't think everybody is closing today. I didn't see Brunswick on the list.
I was going to say, I'm sure that Brunswick did not close my alma mater. There's no way they closed today.
All right. Did you watch, over the weekend, did you watch the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special?
I did. I watched about half of it and then I fell asleep.
Only half?
I did. I know. But I caught like some really good stuff though.
Okay. We should talk about that coming up. There's music news this morning. There's more TV news. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You've got Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So a long 3-day weekend, bad weather. That means there's lots of TV watching going on. The Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special aired on Sunday night. Alyssa, you said you watched half of it.
I did.
I'm going to assume it's the first half that you watched.
Yes, I watched the first half. Right around the time when Lil Wayne came on, that's when I started to doze.
Okay, so you watched it live, though, on
yes.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually didn't watch it live. I watched everything on Monday morning. Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday morning. I watched the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game on Sunday night live.
Oh, how was that?
That was terrible.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
We don't need to get into that right now. We'll leave that for the sports talk station. So Saturday night, so I watched it on Monday. How did you like how SNL started off the show with the performance by Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter?
Okay, so I did miss that little that little bit. But I did go back. I did go back and watch it. And I thought that that was fantastic.
Okay.
I loved that she was there. I loved that it was very much like bridging the gap between two generations.
I love that as well. Because after I watched the show, I formed my own opinions. And then I went online and I read so many reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw all the comments. And the thing is, you either loved it or you hated it. And there were people that were saying that the show started off on too mellow of a note. You should have had like a really fun band come out, or it should have been, you know, some sort of a comedy sketch that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying that this really ruined the energy of the night. I did enjoy it very much because exactly what you said, bridging the gap between one of the most popular musical acts in 1975 who played on the second show and one of the hottest artists that we have right now, Sabrina Carpenter. I did think it was funny. The opening comments after they introduced each other. So Paul introduced Sabrina, Sabrina mm-hmm. introduced Paul, and then Paul explained the song that they were about to play.
I sang this song with George Harrison on Saturday Night Live in 1976.
I was not born then, and neither were my parents.
She's so funny.
It sounds like conversations that we have in this room.
It really does. No, that cracked me up, and it did. It reminded me of conversations that you and I have had.
That happens so much to me now. Is people have they're forced to tell me that they weren't born yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens all the time now.
Anytime that we give away a prize and somebody is born in a year that is earlier than, I don't know, 1992, Bill goes, ugh. Like every time, audibly, when the person says what their birthday is, because I have to ask when I'm getting their information.
And it kept happening throughout the night as I'm watching the show. Steve Martin came out afterwards with the opening monologue.
Okay, has Steve Martin just been gray since he was like 21?
Since as long as I remember him.
Okay. Because I saw like videos of him like back in the day and he was still gray. And he's clearly younger.
He has always looked that way. So during Steve Martin's monologue, the jokes wouldn't stop. I mean, this joke hit close to home to me.
A fun fact, a person born during the first season of Saturday Night Live could today be easily dead of natural causes.
Oh, no.
It's so true.
Oh, no. Because that's you.
Me.
That's you.
Me. Happy I'm alive.
I didn't think about that.
Happy I'm alive this morning. I had so many observations about the show, and there's no time to get into all of it now.
The Domingo wrap-up!
Yeah, they did.
I was so happy! Full circle with Sabrina and everything.
They did a question and answer session in the middle of the anniversary special. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey came out, and they really just took questions from the crowd. All of this is, of course, set up in advance.
This was honestly just them trying to get celebrities in the crowd on screen that they did not have time for otherwise.
I enjoy it when they do that, and I really liked how they handled Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Oh yeah!
So here's Ryan Reynolds in the crowd.
Who else has a question?
I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why? What have you heard?
I love how they handled that.
I was going to say, this is a hot take, but I actually did enjoy that. I thought that it was just like perfectly uncomfortable enough to make us all go, oh, okay, like moving on.
Yeah, because whatever's going on with Blake Lively and
Justin Baldoni, there's like a big lawsuit. I honestly don't know the ins and outs of it.
I don't. Every single day I see a story on it, and every single day I skip over it because it's just
right.
It's way too complicated and it's not fun to talk about.
And now I'm just getting farther and farther behind in the gossip.
So if you're into Saturday Night Live, and I know not, like for instance, my son Will sat down to watch some of it with me on Monday morning because he's kind of into Saturday Night Live. He's seen, you know, some of the sketches.
That was about the age that I started to get into it, like 13.
But after watching about 10 or 15 minutes of the 50th anniversary special, he was out. He got bored and walked away. I think
it's a little older. It's I don't want to say it's for the older crowd, but they definitely revisit some sketches from the past that if you did watch SNL, you would probably enjoy more.
You need to appreciate the history of right. Saturday Night Live in order to enjoy the special. I think Will was just thinking it was a regular Saturday Night Live episode where there's going to be sketches and
music and more, just like back and forth.
Right. And it wasn't that. It was all an inside joke for the past 50 years. But I'm assuming that is streaming on Peacock now.
Yep, it's on Peacock. Check it out.
Coming up this morning, we have good vibes. Let's hear some good vibes this morning.
Yeah, let's get some of those going. We need some of those after the long weekend.
Like, I feel a little cranky this morning because, again, my kids are out of school this morning. They need to be in school. They've got another day to just sit around in their pajamas and do nothing.
Bill's jealous.
So good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. Please share.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
We have Trevor in Parma with us right now. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
Share a good vibe with us.
All right, so my good vibe is I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I not only had 20% off, I had 20% off, another 20% off, then another 20% off, and I got to use all three of them together. So I got 60% off my groceries, and it was incredible. I stocked up, and, you know, I paid basically nothing. And I feel like a king.
It's a miracle these days, Trevor.
Yeah.
How did you do it? Can you share with the rest of us how you get 60% off your grocery bill right now?
Yeah, so one was a coupon I had. One was a coupon I got because I used a pharmacy at the same grocery store, so they gave me another 20% off. And then I'm a rewards member, so because of all my rewards, I got another 20% off, and they allowed me to use them all together, and boom, 60% off.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the grocery stores are realizing that families are struggling at the register right now when they buy groceries. And so with the extra discounts, it can only help.
Yeah, I feel like I really know we must be struggling right now because of my inability to be happy for you, Trevor. I want to be happy for you, but I'm just so jealous. I'm like, how? Why? Why? I want $60 off my bill at the register.
Oh, it was more than $60. It was 60%.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 60%. My bad.
Mm-hmm. It was over $100. I'm telling you.
Dang.
I want to go back to cutting coupons.
That's fun.
I want the Sunday paper delivered to my house, and I want coupons. Old school.
This might be a hot take, but I agree with you.
Thank you, Trevor. We appreciate you calling in this morning and sharing your good vibe.
Absolutely. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you. You can do the same. 216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, was your Valentine's Day ruined at all? Because Alyssa and I have been down with the sickness for the past few days, and, well, Friday was a lot worse for the both of us. Was your Valentine's Day ruined because of that?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it was ruined. I came home to a dozen heart-shaped donuts just like I wanted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, where do you get those? Where do you get heart-shaped donuts?
I got them at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he went and got me donuts. He also, like, ordered these little massage coupons for him to give me a massage, but he ordered, like, specific coupons to give me, which I thought was so cute.
You have to order those?
He didn't have to. He could have just written it on a piece of paper.
That
but
would saved a lot of money.
It would have.
How much does it cost to order those?
He said it was like $10.
Still.
I agree. I hear you. But it was a sweet gesture. So definitely not ruined, but we did not make it out to dinner, which was sad.
Does your husband, Bryce, give really good massages?
He does. He does. He gives the best massages. Like, actually, for Christmas one year, he bought me, like, a really nice massage. And it was great. But his are still better.
Really?
So, yes.
Interesting. Well, that's a nice thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
When you have someone at home that can give you a massage just as well as a professional masseuse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's, like, not afraid to, like, get in there, you know, like, really, like, get like out all the knots.
Swedish massage.
Yeah.
He's using his elbows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, like, he's going in on it to the point where I'm like, ah, chill.
So Paula and I did not have specific plans for Valentine's Day.
That's
so,
what you had said, that you guys weren't planning anything in particular.
No, it was just going to be a quiet night at home.
Uh-huh.
And so I, after the show on Friday, I went out and I hunted for dinner for us.
Oh, you hunted for dinner?
Yes. And I brought back meat.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud of you. You are so brave.
I found these bacon wrap fillets.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tackle that for tonight.
Oh, nice. That sounds good.
But then I realized as I'm making dinner this past Friday night, I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm okay outside on a grill and I have meat. Inside, I'm a little unsure about things.
Inside meat, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, like, how am I going to prepare this? And so I'm Googling, of course, and I figure out, okay, I'm going to pan sear these fillets. And I'm reading, like, all these different recipes. It's like, how long do you keep it on the stove and things like
yeah.
that? And so what I said, the consensus seemed to be, okay, you have these fillets. You want to do, like, 3 to 4 minutes each side. So
yes.
That's exactly what I did. I followed these instructions to the recipe, to the letter.
Okay.
And I do the pan sear, 3 to 4 minutes each side. I did 4 minutes each side just to be safe.
Right.
So 8 minutes total. And we go to sit down to eat. These things are raw, man.
I was going to say, were they like still moving?
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. It's like I follow these recipes and they're not helpful at all. And so, you know, I got to cut them open and I put them back on. I swear these things were on there for like 20 minutes.
And like they're never quite done enough.
Yeah, I mean, they were a little pink inside. But it's like this took forever to cook this. And
right.
the presentation is completely ruined because I've already cut this thing open so many times. I'm just awful.
It's the thought that counts. You know, it's the thought that counts. Did she?
I don't know what else I would have done differently.
Like I know that you had mentioned last week that you were going to get her like a trip to the salon. Did you end up doing that?
I did do that, yeah.
Was she mad?
No, she was actually very, very pleased
okay,
with that,
good.
With that
See,
gift.
Oh, yeah, so, I'm so excited for her. So you guys had a nice Valentine's Day, too.
Yeah, it was a nice night. It was a, you know, relaxing weekend with nothing to do. And that continues for pretty much all of my family as school is canceled again today.
Everybody's just hunkering down.
All right, Hot Take Tuesday is coming up. Also this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back. We have Woodhouse Spa gift certificates, or your choice, a Woodhouse gift card. So you can go get a massage or whatever, or Alyssa's husband, Bryce, will give you a massage
no
on his own.
No way. Those are only for me.
You have your choice. Which one you want coming up this
I
morning.
I don't know about that.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104, right after this.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die with a Smile. That would be the way to go, right?
I would think so.
Die with a smile.
Worst ways to go.
As opposed to die while screaming.
That might be a little worse.
Also not as big of a hit song.
No, but I would like to hear it. I would love to hear a song called Die While Screaming.
Who would put that together?
I will. I nominate myself. I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, Hot Take Tuesday. This morning, I've got the wheel right here. Let me move it a little bit closer to me.
I don't know. Are you feeling spicy this morning?
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm not feeling that spicy. I gotta get my spiciness levels up.
I'm actually happy to have the wheel here because we're coming off a 3-day weekend. You would think that we would have a ton of things to talk about, but no, we were sick the entire weekend, so we just stayed home and we didn't do anything. So we need stuff to talk about. So the wheel gives us things to talk about sometimes when there's nothing going on in our lives. So let's spin this thing.
See what we're going to land on today.
All of these pieces of paper with hot topics on it.
Hot takes, if you will.
Okay, I'm going to grab this one. Open this up. How do you feel about self-checkout? Who wants to go first?
About self-checkout?
Yeah.
Oh, I like self-checkout.
You know, I knew you would like it. How did
I
know?
Do you not like self-checkout?
No. I've talked about this before.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I avoid it whenever possible. Even if there's a line of people, like one register open and a line of people right there, and I look over at self-checkout and all four self-checkouts are open, I will not go over there.
Hold on. So you would rather wait in a line?
Stand in line. I want a
human. For however long, than just go get your couple of items yourself and bag them.
Right. I want a human checking me out, because when I go over to self-checkout, I don't know who I become, but it's not me anymore.
What do you mean?
It's not me. I become dazed. I become confused. I become disoriented. I turn into some 85-year-old man. I don't know how to press the buttons right.
You don't even need to press any buttons. You just scan, and then you put the item in the bag.
That's not true. There's buttons on that touch screen.
You don't press any buttons until you're ready to pay. Bill, it should not be this complicated.
It is complicated, and then eventually some blinking light goes on, or sometimes, depending on what store I'm at, they're like, attendant needed. Customer in distress. I don't know what it's saying.
Well, yeah, because you messed something up.
I don't know what that's what I'm hearing. There is a moron over here at self-checkout number 4.
I mean, that's basically what it's saying, essentially, because all you have to do is scan and bag. So if you're managing to mess it up, then
it doesn't save me any time. A human has to help me anyway, so I might as well just go through the regular
really
register.
You can't do this on your own?
I can't do self-checkout. It's impossible. I've tried it enough times where I've given up. I can't do it correctly, and I can't get through the process smoothly.
Oh, Bill, so, have a little more faith in yourself. You're smart.
Forget it.
You're educated. You can do this.
Doesn't seem to matter. 216-474-0104. Are you for self-checkout? Are you against self-checkout? Do you have another hot take on self-checkout that we haven't thought of? The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Hot Take Tuesday. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, where did the wheel land today? It landed on self-checkout.
And Bill is not happy. I had no idea that you had such strong feelings anti-self-checkout.
Well, it's not something I obsess about every day. I
guess I've never been in a store with you, but I always do self-checkout.
We don't do our grocery shopping together.
No, I mean, we've never been to even like a CVS or anything. Like, we've never run any errands, like had to just stop somewhere real quick together.
So, yeah, I will talk about it when the subject comes up, and it did this morning during Hot Take Tuesday. Yeah, I'm not a fan of self-checkout, only because of how it makes me feel. I can't work it right. I think it's too complicated. I don't feel like it makes anything easier.
So you would rather wait in lines, because you know that they always have maybe one, if not maybe two registers open at best.
Look, man.
With somebody actually working.
I've been waiting in lines all my life. It's fine. It's fine. I don't need to save the 2 minutes much.
One way to go about it.
Let's go to Sharon first. Sharon, good morning. Hot Take Tuesday. What is your take on self-checkout?
I have two takes on it. One, taking away somebody's job. I would rather somebody be employed than have a self-checkout. More importantly, if you're going to have to do it yourself, I think you should get a discount, 3%, whatever, because you're saving the money that they don't have to hire someone to check you out. So I should get a discount for that. I'm doing it.
Why not? How about 10% discount on your groceries every time you go through self-checkout?
I mean, hey, I'm not going to say no. I'd be all about that.
Yeah, the revolution begins.
For how much I use self-checkout, I would be saving a decent amount of money.
Lucas is listening to us in Willowick. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, self-checkout's a scam, you guys.
It's a scam, says Lucas.
Why do you think it's a scam?
Well, because, you know, like the previous caller said, like Sharon said, like, you can lay off employees and still charge the same prices. So why are we having to do the work? And you said it makes you feel like you know, it makes you feel bad about yourself because you can't figure it out. You're not trained to be an employee of the store. You shouldn't know how to check yourself out.
I'm not.
I mean, right. So I don't know. I wouldn't feel stupid. I would feel mad. I think it's a total, I think people who use it are falling for the scam. I mean, look at our grocery bill. How much are you paying for eggs? And they get away with less employees and keep all the profit. I don't know. I think, yeah, I think they're scamming us. And I think if you use self-checkout, you're falling for the scam.
You know what? I wasn't fired up a few minutes ago. I'm getting fired up now. Lucas is firing me up.
I mean, I'll be honest. You know what? I stand corrected. These are good points.
You didn't look at it that way.
I did not look at it this way at all. But that's,
no.
I mean, I'm still going to use self-checkout. But points have been made.
You know, I haven't been trained on self-checkout. Even if grocery stores like release some sort of like a 5-minute training video on self-checkout, I still wouldn't watch that. Still too lazy to watch it.
Even if it was just 5 minutes to teach you how to do it?
I can't do that. I won't take the time for that.
You're like, that's above my pay grade.
216-474-0104. That's the number for Hot Take Tuesday. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I wonder if there was anybody from Cleveland on this plane that crashed in Toronto yesterday. Did you see this?
You know, I saw that. I'm losing track of how many plane occurrences we have had over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, another scary moment yesterday. But this plane went from, it was a Delta flight.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cleveland to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then Minneapolis to Toronto, where... 80 people on board this Delta flight, they had to make a hard landing in snowy conditions for whatever reason. We haven't found out yet. And the plane is upside down. I mean, would you think that, I can't imagine. Would you think that's it? That's it. That's the end.
Like, I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, so coming up in a couple of months, like in April, Bryce and I are going to Chicago. He got me for Christmas a trip to Chicago. We were going to fly. Because it's a quick flight. Mm. I don't know, man. With everything going on, I think we're just going to drive. Like, this is my worst nightmare. I'm not even afraid of planes. But, like, when it hits turbulence, I am always like, oh, what was that? So, I don't know. It's just for my well-being, it's better to not step on a plane at the moment.
I don't know if this would deter me from flying. But, yeah, I mean, just scary. When you're upside down.
This is
in
like the
aircraft.
Sixth one.
But for at least this particular flight, the Delta flight yesterday, everyone on board, thank goodness, was evacuated safely.
Oh, good.
And there were some injuries, none of them life-threatening.
Good. So, and that plane was in Cleveland yesterday.
Yes.
Which is so crazy.
Right. Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning. A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. It's you taking on Alyssa. We have $50 gift cards to Woodhouse Spa to give away. Hang on, we'll need a contestant in about 10 minutes.
Wake up! The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Kristen in Mayfield is in the hot seat this morning. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
It is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. The rules, if you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa wins because all ties go to the house. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Kristen?
Yes.
Don't sound so nervous. You're going to be great.
Okay.
Question number one. What 2018 movie on Netflix stars Sandra Bullock wearing a blindfold so she doesn't go crazy?
Bird. What's it called? Bird.
I'm going to need the second part of that. Bird.
Trap? Oh, God. No. Is that it? No.
Let's move on to question two. In what state can you find Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD's operations center? Only 50 guesses.
Literally no clue. I can't. I don't know.
No problem. You're doing fine. Take a deep breath. Here's question number three. The name of the tennis tournament played on grass in England? Oh, poor Kristen.
I was going to say badminton.
Is that what you're really going to say?
No, because I know that's not right.
Here's question four. Liz Lemon was the main character on what NBC TV show? I know you watched this. I know you did, Kristen.
Really? Liz Lemon?
Yeah. All right. We'll see how you do with this final question. What exercise involves holding your body in a straight line supported by your arms and toes and is often used as a test of endurance?
Wait, your arms and your toes are being held by something?
So your body's in a complete straight line, like your body is completely rigid, and you're on your arms and your toes, and it's used as a test of endurance.
Wow, that sounds intense.
In the 20 knots, people used to do it in very unusual places just for fun.
No clue.
Okay. Kristen, we're almost done here.
I'm so bad at this.
This seems like a torturous experience for you. It's almost over, I promise. Let me bring Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
It's very possible, Kristen, that Alyssa is going to have just a very, very bad day.
Okay.
A really, really bad day. Are you having a good day otherwise?
Yes.
All right. It's Kristen in Mayfield playing.
Oh, good morning, Alyssa. Kristen.
Hi.
I'm not going to tell you how she did today. We're just jumping in with your five questions. All right, Alyssa?
All right, let's do this thing.
What 2018 movie on Netflix stars Sandra Bullock wearing a blindfold so she doesn't go crazy?
Oh, my gosh. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait. No. Bird Box.
Bird Box is correct. Kristen almost knew that one. Oh. She got the bird part.
I know. I was like, oh, so close to missing it.
Mm-hmm.
In what state, Alyssa, can you find Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD's operations center?
I'm just going to take a wild guess here. Is it Montana?
It is not. A good guess. Well, actually, not a good guess. Because about to say Cheyenne's in Montana. No, Cheyenne's in Wyoming. Cheyenne Mountain is actually in Colorado.
Ah, tricky.
Question three. The name of the tennis tournament played on grass in England.
I don't know. Clearly not the U.S. Open.
We don't have fans of Wimbledon in here. Wimbledon.
No, we don't. We don't have fans of that.
Oh, my God. I thought that was the easiest question on here.
Oh, well, that's not... If that's the easiest question, then this is not looking good for me.
Question four. Liz Lemon was the main character on what NBC TV show?
30 Rock.
That's correct.
There we go.
That was, what's it? Why am I blanking on her real name?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey's character.
Yeah.
Right. And our final question today, what exercise involves holding your body in a straight line, supported by your arms and toes, and is often used as a test of endurance?
Planking.
That is correct.
Do you remember when everybody was planking just for fun on, like, random things?
That's what made me think of it, the planking challenge.
Oh, I thought you meant, like something was holding your arms and legs. I'm like, what?
What could that be?
Okay, I guess planking.
So, final tally today, Alyssa with three questions right. Unfortunately, Kristen had a big goose egg this morning.
Oh, Kristen.
Dang.
It's all right. Kristen, we love having you listen. Thank you for attempting to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge this morning. And just because we like you so much, we have a fantastic prize to hook you up with.
Oh, thank you. My name is Kristen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Nice to have you with us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. All right, so these are the top three professions least likely to cheat, Alyssa.
Wait, now, you're not going to let me guess?
No, I am going to let you guess. My source on this, by the way, is a divorce attorney. Her name is Kate Simons. She's on TikTok, and she says in her experience, this is what she considers to be the top three safe professions to be in a relationship with.
Okay.
And, of course, if it's on TikTok, then we have to believe it.
Then it must be true.
Right. So go ahead and guess. Top three professions. I'm giving you three guesses, too.
My top three is going to be anything in IT. Really? Okay. as a husband, as somebody with a husband in IT,
yeah,
that's surprising because they generally, they like to be on their computer. They don't really like to get out.
Right, but what are they doing on that computer?
Playing games.
What dating sites are they on?
Literally none.
Who are they chatting with?
Oh my God. The number two profession that I think would be safe would be like an accountant. Yes!
That's number three on this list.
Okay, so...
Accountant. And especially right now, it's their busy season.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say my reason for that is I feel like that would just have to be like... I feel like accountants probably have like the most fun personal life because that job has to be so monotonous, so boring, that when you get home, it's like... You better have something fun planned. Everything better be hunky-dory when you get there. And the number three that I'm guessing is a therapist. Because obviously you wouldn't want to, you know, create trauma for somebody by cheating. But what do I know?
I would say that they're in the medical industry.
Okay.
Pharmacist is number two. You have no idea why.
I was going to say, I don't really have a reason for that. But somehow that makes sense.
It does?
That feels very safe in my mind. A pharmacist? Absolutely. I have never met a pharmacist that I don't trust.
I've never met a pharmacist.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay, when you pick up your medication, you're literally not allowed to pick up medication that you have never taken without consulting the pharmacist first.
That's not meeting them. I don't know them. I don't know what they do in their personal life. That's
okay, I'm not saying you need to get their life story. I'm saying that they seem like trustworthy individuals.
I don't think that's enough information to base that off of. Number one, according to this TikTok video, the number one profession where they are least likely to cheat, farmers.
Farmers
are the least likely to cheat.
Mm.
And that's why they have their own dating site, farmersonly.com.
You know what? That's true.
Everyone wants on that site because these are the guys and the women that are least likely to cheat.
And you know what? There's something to be said about routine. And farmers, man, they got that routine down pat. So if that's what you're looking for and you're looking for a loyal partner, maybe a farmer is the way to go. Maybe head on down to my stomping grounds at Brunstucky. Find you a farmer.
And settle down.
Never worked for me, but maybe you'll have better luck with it somehow.
All right. Coming up, I got to tell you about something, Alyssa, that happened to me. It happened last week. And I don't know if I just received horrible customer service.
Oh?
Or if that's just the way it is and I'm just not aware of it.
I have questions.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up. The Q Morning Show.
More Q104 next.
You've got Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So this happened to me last week. This happened while I was trying to obtain my wife Paula's Valentine's Day gift.
Okay.
So I walked into a salon because that was my gift for her. It was a gift at a salon.
Right, a gift card so she can go get her hair done.
Exactly right. And so I walked into the salon, and of course the salon will remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walk in, they have the main reception area, and they have two computer monitors there. All right, checking people in, answering phones. The one on the left side is completely unoccupied. The one on the right side, there's a woman sitting there at the computer monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up to her, and I stand there. And she is on her phone.
Okay.
And she is texting or something or doing something on her phone. And I think that she noticed that I was standing there. But it got to a point where an uncomfortable amount of time has gone by.
Oh, no.
A minute? A minute 10? A minute 15?
Oh, where you're just like standing there.
Like I wasn't timing it, but I've worked in radio long enough where I can.
Yeah, you have like a general sense of how long something's taking.
We know how long commercials are. We know how long songs are. We know when we need to be back.
And especially to us, I mean, 60 seconds can feel like a lifetime.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There are things that we will do with 15 seconds left.
Yeah, and we're like, that's plenty of time.
Okay, so. What I'm trying to illustrate,
a
long
there,
time has gone by.
Standing there with nobody acknowledging you at all.
And I'm just standing, I'm looking around, I'm like, what is going on here? Then the phone rings, and she picks up the phone.
Oh, no.
And she sees me, but then she starts talking to whoever called in, and she's taking an appointment and entering that into the computer. And I'm still standing there. Then another lady comes out of the back, and she's working the other computer monitor, and she is the one that helps me. And after that, everything's fine. Everything is perfectly fine. She is very helpful. She answered my questions. I got my gift card, and I left.
Did you ever end up talking to the employee that pretended like you weren't there?
Never.
Never?
Here's my question, because I don't want to be one of those people that always jumps to bad customer service.
Yeah, you don't want to be jumping at the bit to write a Google review.
So my question is, maybe that's how, is that how it's supposed to be? Is that how they have the it's set up, where they have two people working the front desk? Mm-hmm. The one person isn't supposed to talk to customers that walk in the door. They're only supposed to be online and taking incoming calls, and maybe there you can make reservations over. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, because I don't know.
I know. I was going to say maybe that person like wasn't really working the front desk at all. Maybe they were just sitting down to take a break, but they answered the phone.
They answered the phone and took an appointment.
Right, which is where I'm getting a little confused. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. If anybody knows, 216-474-0104.
I feel like this has happened to me, though, and I've had this like a similar question. Like, should I just wait? Like, I feel like I'm being an inconvenience by just standing here. Like,
it was to the point where it's like, do I just leave and come back later and make this and try
honestly,
to buy
I'm proud of you for not doing that, because knowing you, I feel like that would have been your next move.
I wasn't mad at all.
No, just I'm uncomfortable.
Just trying to understand.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about something that happened to me last week while I was trying to obtain my wife Paula's Valentine's Day gift. I was at a hair salon, and in my opinion, it was a very high-end hair salon. You know, we're not talking about Moe's Barbershop here.
Right, we're not going to just the around the corner little hole in the wall.
And I really hope there's not a Moe's Barbershop out there.
No, we're not trying to come after you, Moe's Barbershop. Yeah. If you exist.
Moe's driving to work right now.
This is nothing against you.
It's like, what did I do?
No, this has nothing to do with you. This has to do with Bill facing some potentially poor customer service.
Yeah, I was standing in front of a woman who was working the front desk. She was sitting at a computer monitor, and I was standing right in front of her, and I think that she had to have known that I was there, although mm-hmm. she didn't look up at me, and she was on her phone for, it had to have been over a minute long, and then the phone rang, the desk phone. She picked it up and started taking an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
and all this time, Bill is just standing there with nobody helping him.
Who's going to help me?
Just being fully ignored.
Mandy in Akron, good morning. See, I've been trying to look at this from all angles and not just say bad customer service, because I don't like doing that, especially to people in the service industry.
Yes, I agree.
Mandy, do you think it was bad customer service?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, I get your point, too, and I understand that. But it doesn't take much to just glance up and say, hi, good morning. Someone will be with you in a moment. I mean,
that's
pretty easy to do. And then, you know, you don't feel like you're imposing, and you know that that's not her job and someone's going to be with you. I mean, I just think that it wouldn't have, you know, been a big ordeal for her to do that, even if it wasn't her job to address you.
Unless she was instructed, do not interact with the customers.
I don't think anyone would run their salon that way.
Do not talk to them. I want you on the phone. I want you taking orders. I do not want you looking at anyone. I want you on that computer. Time is money.
No need for smiles around here.
I'm just trying to give them as much benefit of the doubt as I can.
Maybe they were instructed to just, if a man comes in here, he's probably lost. Let him figure it out. He'll figure it out.
Text coming in, even if she wasn't supposed to help in-person customers, it's wild to not acknowledge you at all.
That's nothing new for me.
I'm used to not being acknowledged wherever I am.
I was going to say, you know, last week I did just get my hair done, and while I was getting my hair done, the girl that was doing my hair, even as she is behind the chair, when people walked in, she'd be like, hey, how are you? We'll be with you in a second. Even like from across the room.
Okay.
So I think that this, I think you might be able to pinpoint that as bad customer service.
All right.
Maybe not even bad customer service. Maybe just a bad day.
I did not want to jump to that conclusion on the jump to conclusions, Matt, but I guess I'll have to.
Here we are.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just wonder about these things. I'm curious about these things.
Not mad, just disappointed.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Parker in Strongsville is in the hot seat today. Hello, Parker.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being our latest contestant. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to the house. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yeah.
Let's go. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively met on the film set of this movie.
3 and a Half Men.
Question 2. The popular band who used to be called Kara's Flowers until 2001.
Coldplay.
Question 3. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Michelangelo.
Our 4th question. Before Amazon became crazy big, they used to sell only one product. What was it?
Books.
And our final question. The famous bar in Boston where everybody knows your name.
Cheers.
All right, Parker, let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now. It was a rough start for you, Parker, but you rallied there at the end. You got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? I thought I got 5 out of 5.
Did you really believe that?
Maybe 4 out of 5. I thought I had a good hold on. Or at least 3. Ugh.
There she is. Alyssa, have a seat, please.
What I missed?
Parker in Strongsville.
Oh, good morning, Parker.
Good morning.
I'm not going to tell you how he did. I'm just jumping in with your 5 questions. We'll tally it up at the end.
Okay, let's go.
Question 1. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively met on the film set of this movie.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
The Green Lantern.
Yeah, would have never gotten that.
Now, Parker, what was your guess again on this?
I think it said 3 and a Half Men.
3 and a Half Men. What was that?
A show.
I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking of
Two and a Half Men.
No, you're thinking of 2 girls and a guy. Wasn't there a... It was 2 guys and a girl. But I think it used to be called 2 guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
What?
Like it was some sitcom. But anyway, Parker really took me down into a rabbit hole there with that guess.
It was a really good guess, right? It was a good guess.
Great guess, apparently.
It confused me. It was so good. Question 2, the popular band who used to be called Kara's Flowers until 2001.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I knew this one right away.
Kara's Flowers.
Yes. You're going to be so mad at yourself.
I don't know.
When I tell you the answer to this.
I don't know.
Maroon 5.
What? I was going to say Maroon 5.
I think
that's what they were called before they were Maroon 5?
Yes.
Were they just like sitting there with a dictionary, just like pointing, and they're like, what about this word? Can we put this word in the name? What about this word?
Flowers.
I don't know the history behind it, but that is a fact. This game is getting competitive now. Question 3. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Is that Picasso?
Oh my gosh. That was Leonardo da Vinci.
That would have been my other guess, yeah.
So here's where we stand right now. We have 2 questions left. Parker only had 2 points.
Oh, okay.
So Alyssa needs these next 2 just to tie. Question 4. Before Amazon became crazy big, they used to sell only 1 product. What was it?
What? Floppy disks.
Yes.
Final question, just for fun. The famous bar in Boston where everybody knows your name.
I know it's from Cheers.
Cheers is correct.
Okay. Yay, I got 1.
However, Parker got 2.
Yes.
You know what? I'm just happy to get 1 today.
And Parker is the winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yes.
Honestly, Parker,
I don't even care that I lost now. Just hearing him excited, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I didn't think you had a chance in hell, Parker.
Me neither, but I thought I got them all right.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, that's a problem in and of itself.
Parker, you get an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant that we're going to send to you, an Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma for you to frame, and, of course, all of the other fantastic prizes that we have for you.
Okay. I like this a lot. My name is Parker, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.